You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
Minden City Police reported an arrest for possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, possession of a firearm with an obliterated serial number, resisting an officer, DWI, careless operation, and driving under suspension. And City Police reports another arrest for driving under suspension, switch tags, and no insurance. The Bossier Parish Sheriff's Office and State Police recently conducted a sobriety checkpoint on Friday in Bossier Parish. They combined forces for a checkpoint on Highway 80 in Houghton. The report shows a total of 431 vehicles were screened. 643 people were contacted. Also, an additional 13 traffic stops were conducted with 22 various citations issued. There were 12 field sobriety tests administered. There were 2 DWI arrests and 4 arrests made, along with additional charges of consisting of warrants, drug possession, and underage possession of alcohol. Benton and Brown Contractors will begin work next week on the City of Minden Street Improvements Project. All attempts will be made to not close a street while the project is ongoing. But citizens need to be aware that during the term of this project, there will possibly be temporary lane closures and intermittent redirection of traffic. Streets include East Street from Industrial Drive to Martin Luther King Drive, Carolina Street from Sibley Road to East Street, South Middle Landing from Horton Street to Shreveport Road, North Middle Landing from Shreveport Road to West Street, High Street from Shreveport Road to Bayou Avenue, Bayou Avenue from High Street to Pine Street, Davenport Drive and Irwin Thompson Drive intersection, Country Club Circle from Louisville Road to Germantown Road. To avoid any damage caused by road construction, any sprinkler heads near the edge of the roadway on the streets need to be marked by property owners by April 10th. A 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms today, high 78, northwest wind gust to 30 miles an hour. 90% chance of showers overnight, low 51, northwest wind gust to 20 miles an hour. 80% chance of showers Thursday, high 59, northeast wind 15 to 20 miles an hour. 60% Thursday night, low 48, northeast wind gust to 25 miles an hour. 70% chance for showers Friday, high 57, 40% Friday night, low near 50, and that's the forecast. A job fair and resource expo is going on today, scheduled from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. today at the Minden Civic Center. Over 70 resource providers, along with vendors, are scheduled to participate. Those who are looking for employment opportunities are encouraged to attend. In a recent session of Ward 1, Minden City Court, held before Judge Sherb Santel, Ardarius Brown was fined $250 plus court costs, plus 25 days suspended for theft by shoplifting. Todd Butler was fined $400 plus court costs, plus 30 days suspended for each of 2 counts of driving under suspension, and a $100 fine and cost for contempt of court. Also a $50 fine and cost or 5 days in jail for an improper turn violation. Roderick Chapman was fined $100 plus court costs or 10 days in jail for resisting an officer, plus a $100 fine for flight from an officer, $500 fine in court cost, or 50 days in jail, plus 30 days suspended for driving under suspension, $125 fine, or 12 days in jail for no insurance. James Gill was fined $100 plus court cost, or 10 days in jail for possession of an alcoholic beverage in a motor vehicle, along with a $100 fine for modified exhaust. Juanisha Guy was fined $100 plus court cost, or 10 days in jail for contempt of court. Dusty Hammontree was fined $100 plus court cost, or 10 days in jail for contempt of court. Jacarion Kemp pleaded not guilty to DWI and possession Schedule 1 controlled dangerous substance and will stand trial at a later date. Richard Morning pleaded not guilty to battery of a dating partner and will stand trial May 24th. Richard Packard was fined $250 plus court cost or 25 days in jail, plus 60 days suspended for cyber stalking. Corey Ray was fined $500 plus court cost, plus 50 days suspended for theft by shoplifting. Ronald Smith was fined $100 plus court cost, or 10 days in jail for contempt of court. Thaddeus Smith was fined $250 plus court cost, or 25 days in jail, plus 25 days suspended for theft. James White was given 20 days suspended for careless operation. Brandy Wood pleaded not guilty to harassing phone calls and will stand trial April 26th. Selwyn Young was fined $100 plus court cost, or 10 days in jail for contempt of court. And Tori Capers and Mariko Murphy were each fined $100 plus court cost, or 10 days in jail for contempt of court. A meeting of the Claiborne Parish Police Jury is scheduled for 10 a.m. at the Administration Building on West Main in Homer. On the agenda, a renewal of a lease with Drug Abuse Resistance Team for office space on South Main in Homer. Appointment of Janet Holland of Hainesville to Claiborne Fire Protection District 3. Advertise a job opening for a side cutter operator position. Accept the Highway Department Capital Improvement Program for the years 2024 through 2026. And present a comp time policy for employees of the Claiborne Police Jury. The Road Committee meets at 9 o'clock with the regular meeting at 10 o'clock. Meetings are open to the public. Bossier Parish Police Jury meeting is scheduled for 2 o'clock at the Bossier Courthouse. On the agenda, award a project for Consolidated Waterworks Sewage District 1 expansion of the wastewater collection system. Also award a bid for penal farm test wells. Application from Ryan Estes, Raley & Associates, to change a classification of tracts of land from residence agriculture to residence low density district for Windfield Road subdivision. Application from Michael Kels, Raley & Associates, for use for an apartment complex on Highway 80 in Houghton, southwest of Wafer Road. Schedule a public hearing for April 19th to consider reducing the speed limit on Jamerson Road to 25 miles an hour and establish a speed limit of 25 miles per hour on Joyner Drive. And an ordinance for on public hearing for May 3rd for an ordinance prohibiting the parking of vehicles on the Jamestown Boulevard between Newport Lane and Ashley Circle in Jamestown Subdivision. Also a public hearing to be scheduled for an application for the sale of high and low content alcohol for on-premise consumption at a restaurant on Highway 80 in Houghton. Schedule a public hearing in the future for an application of Lynn Beatty to change a tract of land from RA, Residence Agriculture, to light industrial for a proposed warehouse, office, and multi-tenant rental development on the north side of Highway 80 near McSwain Drive. Also a resolution for the intention of the Bossier Police Jury to participate in a political subdivision in the Louisiana Local Government Environmental Facilities and Community Development Authority and appoint Philip Rogers as the police jury representative to serve a two-year term. Amend and ratification of a right-of-way agreement and servitude lease between the Bossier Police Jury and Ibex Midstream. Accept streets and drainage in the Canes Landing subdivision, as well as streets and drainage, a sewer main extension, and water main improvements in the Hills of Eastwood subdivision. The Road Subdivision Regulations Committee meeting is at 12 noon, with the Consolidated Waterworks Sewage District 1 Board of Appeals meeting at 1 o'clock, with a full jury meeting at 2. Meetings are open to the public. A Wings and Wheels fly-in and car show event is scheduled for Saturday. The event will run from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Saturday at the Minden Airport. In addition to cars and planes on display, events include flying contests, food, music, and prizes. A Holy Thursday service is scheduled for 6 o'clock Thursday evening at the Spring Hill United Methodist Church. A Good Friday service is scheduled for 6:30 Friday evening at the Harrison Chapel Baptist Church on Patterson Street in Spring Hill. A community-wide Easter sunrise service is scheduled for 7 o'clock Sunday morning at the New Era Community Methodist Church in Emerson, Arkansas. And an Easter Resurrection Sunday worship service will be held at the 10:55 morning service Sunday at Spring Hill United Methodist Church. A community-wide Easter egg hunt is scheduled for Saturday, starting at 2 o'clock at the Mount Calm Baptist Church. And an Easter egg hunt is also scheduled for Saturday from 2 to 5 p.m. at House of Peace Ministries on Lee Street. Funeral services for Donzell Edwards are scheduled for 11 o'clock Saturday morning at the New Light Baptist Church. Burial will be in the Shady Grove Cemetery. Visitation is scheduled for Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the Minden Benevolent Chapel. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. On the Trading Post, a reminder, all telephone numbers begin with a prefix of 377 unless otherwise stated. All the cell phone numbers will have the area code of 318. Unless otherwise mentioned. For sale, a male Labradoodle dog. They're asking $100. Call 426-3325. That's for sale, a male Labradoodle. They're asking $100. Call 426-3325. For sale, a lift chair. For $150 at 423-8861. Lift chair for sale for $150 at 423-8861. Wanted, 6 metal T-posts. They're at 299-0904. That's wanted, 6 metal T-posts. Call 299-0904. For sale, a 2018 20-foot travel trailer, a 2013 Honda 400 four-wheeler, and a one-man Piro for sale. All at 572-1523. That's a 2018 model 20-foot travel trailer, a 2013 Honda 400 four-wheeler, along with a one-man Piro for sale. All at 572-1523. For sale, a 1970 GMC pickup for $2,000. Wanted, a boat trailer for a 12-foot boat, and they're looking for a 14-foot aluminum boat. All at 401-8295. They have a 1970 GMC pickup for sale for $2,000, and wanted a boat trailer to haul a 12-foot boat, and they want a 14-foot aluminum boat at 401-8295. For sale, an antique fertilizer spreader at 205-1751. That's an antique fertilizer spreader for sale. Call 205-1751. They have clothes and some toys, all to give away. Go by the Minden Rec Center from 7 till 3 weekdays. That's clothes and toys, all to give away. Stop by the Minden Rec Center weekdays between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. A refrigerator for sale for $150 at 525-6684. Refrigerator for sale for $150. Call 525-6684. Three rooms for rent, $300 a month for each with bills paid. Wanted, a 94 or a 95 Lincoln Town Car for parts. 639-9340. They have three rooms for rent, each at $300 a month with bills paid. Wanted, a 94 or a 95 Lincoln Town Car for parts. 639-9340. They have a Yorkie dog for sale at 268-6179. A Yorkie dog for sale. Call 268-6179. For sale, an older model TV with VCR for $5, and they have some movies for sale, all at 553-7977. That's older model TV with VCR for $5 and movies for sale. Call 553-7977.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.